I'm 26, working as hard as I possibly can with my friends that I grew up with, making my family happy. You know, I'm so sick of people saying that that I'm like lonely and emotional and like associating me with this like longing for a woman or
the sad guy.
Yeah, I hate that, man. It bothers me so much because I don't make the, you know, like I do make music that makes you feel something, but you know, I just don't like, I'm actually not that guy in real life. I'm very happy. You know, I'm not content by any means. I mean, I want to keep working, but I'm a happy person. You know, I'm very excited. My life is constantly exciting. It's not some sad, depressing story. So, as far as the soundscapes go, that's just the music that I choose to make, man. I make my music strictly for the purpose of like driving at nighttime. You know, that's what I make my music
for. What about the aggressive thing? You said this is a more aggressive record. Some people talked about the confrontational lyrics. Even the record starts off with Tuscan Leather. It's a pretty hard, old school rap song. You know, there's a superficial reading of the confrontational part of this record that says, this guy's doing so well. Just what you described, but even more, the material success, the number one record, all that. What's he got to be confrontational and aggressive about?
That's just kind of the nature of rap and hip hop music. People have to understand that, you know, it's a very unique genre in that regard. That
confrontation is inherent in the art form?
I believe so, yeah. Competition is inherent in the art form. Confrontation just kind of comes with the territory. And there's something to be said for the fact that, you know, a lot of people talk that talk and you know, just do it because that's what hip hop is about. Well, I'm going to talk and I'm going to talk like I'm the biggest dog, but I'm not. I'm actually the one guy, the one young guy that can really step up to the plate and talk my game, and I check out. You know, if you choose to go and research, I check out. So that was one thing that I understood on this record. Like, you know, I'm not gonna play this humble, you know, sort of shy, like new guy, like happy to be here role this time around. You know, I've put in enough work and I plan to put in as much as I need to moving forward. And I wanna make that known. You know, I'm here.
Let me come back to that in terms of the being clear and honest about where you want to go and what you are. But just in the part about the aggression being part of rap, it's interesting, right? Because to a certain extent, forgive the pun, it gets a bad rap. That why is this music so aggressive? And yet the metaphor, it works. I mean, you wouldn't think of hard rock music as, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise that it needs to be aggressive to work,
right?
Both in terms of the way it's presented and in terms of the lyrical content. So it's still, there's still an education that has to happen around hip hop and rap, would you say?
I think that there's something to be said for the fact that everybody wants to be the guy with the juice. Everybody wants to be the best. And because we're doing a form of music where it's complete self-expression, a lot of it has to do with talking about yourself. Whereas there's other genres where it's like, you know, of course, you know, that maybe this rock group wants to be better than this rock group, but their rock albums aren't about the genre of music that they're in or, you know, what's been happening. You know, rap is like, you use rap to update people on your life. At least I do. You know, my music is an update. I don't want to talk to you on social media. And
Your songs are status updates.
Yeah, 100%, you know? I mean, because I don't, like, what we're doing right now, I mean, and I'm honored to be here, and I love the fact that I'm here. You know, I'm a proud Canadian, so I'm happy that I'm here. But I don't want to do this all the time because, you know, I'd rather express what I have to say on the album. I don't necessarily want to just talk through everything. And with that being said, you know, I think that's where a lot of the confrontation stems from in our genre, because, you know, in the times where I'll make a record and then go away, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things, try and state their claim, or, you know, when you're not on an album cycle, there's going to be someone else that is, that wants that spot. So you have to come back with a vengeance always, you know.
Do you?
I like to. I mean, I'm here to win.
You're here to win.
Yeah, 100%.
You like the competitive.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that's just what the way it has to be. You want it to be that way. Well, you want to win.
Yeah, I've functioned best under – I've always functioned – I mean, I was the kid that that used to not study for his test, like, unless it was, like, a night before. I functioned best under pressure, one. And the thing that's changed about that is I never really used to pass my test back in the day. But I feel like I'm
you're passing
it
in a big way now.
I came in at the perfect time for myself, which was – I didn't need to be something I wasn't, and I made a commitment very early on to just be myself, you know. And what really bothers me the most is the fact that, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't get enough credit, or I'm not making a big enough impact because I'm not enough of a loose cannon, you know, in situations like this where we're doing a one-on-one interview, or, you know, that people just want me to go off more and lose my composure. And then that way, you know, I guess maybe I would be like
cooler,
make more headlines or be more iconic. But that's not me. You know, I'm a naturally poised individual. I don't want to just come out, you know, making mistakes and having to be like, oh, man.
But you've also said that one of the biggest misconceptions about you is that any part of you wants to be gangster or hood.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, what are people reacting to when they have that misconception about you, do you think?
I think it's just a lack of knowledge. You know, I think maybe they've only heard one song or seen one clip or listened to one friend and decide to form an opinion just based off that. You know, I've never really, I don't think, done anything that would, you know, make someone say, oh, he wants to be gangster, or oh, he's trying to. The only thing I've done is become a rapper from a TV show, you know, but that's not like, that's just, I was rapping while I was on that show. I always wanted to do this. So, I mean, yeah, I stand by that quote. I don't want that. You know, I don't. That comes with pressures. Nobody should ever want that. By the way, you know, that comes with stress that you could never imagine.
You mean to be something they're not?
To be something you're not, and to be that specifically. I mean, that comes with problems that I don't think anybody really wants.
Is that still something in the rap world and the hip hop world? The idea that you need to be hood, you need to be from the hood. Is that some sort of still some sort of status?
Yeah, I think that there's, like I said, there's always going to be an appeal there, as far as, you know, listening to people rap about, you know, killings and drugs and all that stuff. Like, it's just, I always say when I'm in the studio, I'm always like, when I'm writing a rap, I'm like, man, if I could just throw a gun bar in here, I would be like, this thing would be done. And I feel that way, you know. Sometimes it's just such an easy scapegoat. Like, right. You know, you just, I can't rap about that. You know, you have to understand when I'm finishing these albums, remember, there's a lot of things that are off limits to me. And it's not because someone told me they're off limits to me. I just make them off limits to myself, because I'm not going to step out of my character just to finish a record.